Anytime you say yes to God, amazing things are going to happen.
1, 2, 3, 4.
All right, here we go. Well, good evening, good morning, good afternoon, wherever you are tuning in to watch this episode of the Give, Send, Go Spotlight channel. Thank you so much for joining with us today. We have another amazing couple of guests, young people that are stepping out into the world to do amazing things. Super excited to talk to them about all that God's doing in and through them, what they're fundraising for, all of the relevant questions that you've heard us ask. But this is going to be super cool. So, first off, I'm going to point people to the Give, Send, Go campaign that you guys have so that people can go there and they can navigate this. I'm going to try to reiterate it throughout our conversation so that people remember it and go check it out. They can share your campaign. But everyone out there, as you're watching this, check it out. You can find out more here about what this amazing two young people are doing. But it's givesendgo.com/MR Taylor_missions trip. So MR stands, I imagine, for Malachi and is it Rebecca, right? Yes.
Rachel, yeah.
Oh, how did I get that wrong? The R, Malachi and Rachel, MR Taylor at underscore missions trip. So check it out. Go there. You can read more about the campaign there. But Malachi and Rachel, why don't you tell us a little bit about, well, first off, let's go to the beginning. How'd you hear about Give, Send, Go? What brought you to the Give, Send, Go platform? What made it pop onto your radar that we were even out there?
So actually, we recently moved to Texas last July, and we were fundraising for the move because it would take a lot of supplies and trucks, and it was a whole process. So my parents actually used Give, Send, Go as
wow.
the way to do that. So when it came around for our decision for fundraising for our mission trip, that's what we used.
What an amazing story. So your family has already used it before for something already. They were, I hope, successful with it. Sounds like that they were pretty successful with it. It worked out. And then you guys had, a missions trip coming up. And that spurred you on to set up your own Give, Send, Go campaign to raise money for this God adventure that you have on. So tell us, what is this mission trip that you're fundraising for? What are you going to be doing? Who are you going to be doing it with? Fill us in on the details.
So we're going to be going to Oaxaca, Mexico, and we'll be joining up with the Antioch School of Discipleship that's in Oklahoma, because they go there too. And so the funny thing is, so our family is connected to tons of missionaries. Our parents know a lot, as we've been in the mission field before and kind of like connect and stuff. So one of my dad's closest friends is a missionary in Oaxaca. So we're going to also meet up with him and ministering to kids, the poor, homeless, that sort of stuff.
Awesome. So do either one of you speak Spanish? That's the big question. Or are you going to have an interpreter there with you?
Well, I mean, we both took two. I'm on my last second year of Spanish in high school, and he already took 2 years of Spanish in high school. But, like, it's a little bit different because it's not quite fresh in our heads. I think I know it more than him, though.
She definitely, like, she's practicing it, and she has, like, used, like, Duolingo and stuff like that. I feel like she has it down better. I'll probably, like, it'll probably kick back in for me a little bit, but I might just have to go along for the ride and see what happens.
No, that's good. It's great to, you know, immersion's the best way, going to places. You actually find out, it stirs it up. I took Spanish for a couple of years in high school as well, back in the day. And in my travels in those places, when I went to Spanish-speaking countries, you found that, oh, wait a second, starts coming back to you real quickly. So,
are you or your church planning a mission trip, but you need help paying for transportation, Bibles, accommodations, or other materials you may need? Look no further than Give, Send, Go. We're all about sharing the hope of Jesus. And with our easy-to-use platform, you can quickly and effectively raise funds to share the gospel overseas in another state or even next door. Go to www.givesendgo.com to start your campaign and make your mission trip a reality.
But are you going with a team of anyone else, a team from church, or are you going as a family, or is it just the two of you from your family?
So us two, we're actually like planning like the traveling aspects. So we're going to have to like make sure our passports are right, buy the plane tickets. So we're going to be like independently, us two, flying there and flying back, arranging all the details. But we will be partnering with a team there and staying at a place for the duration of the trip.
Okay. And you said it's going to be, it sounded like a little bit more than a week, right?
Yeah, it's like 8 days, I think.
Yeah.
Okay. And you've got all sorts of activities, missions opportunities that you've got planned there. Why don't you tell everybody how old you are? I mean, I want people to be spurred on by young people that are transforming the world, stepping outside of their comfort zone. So why don't you tell everybody? Because I can tell you're not as young as I am, or you're younger than I am. That's probably the wrong way to say. You're much younger than I am. And you're making a difference in the world. So what are your ages?
I'm 15, turning 16 this year.
I'm 17.
Turning 18.
Yep.
Amazing. Absolutely amazing. Two young people changing the world, stepping up, fulfilling the Great Commission, doing the go, going into the world and making disciples of people. That's super cool. I'm super excited for you guys. Have you been, I know we talked a little bit about this before this conversation here, but have you been outside of the country before? And why don't you tell people about previous experiences if you had any?
Yeah. So actually me, my sister and our entire family were missionaries in Haiti for 2.5 years, partnered up with Impact 195. And so that was about, we left about 5 years ago. So
yeah.
Yeah, we were there for 2.5 years. We also have been to Oaxaca before for a couple of days. So we
But not like this.
Not like this, yeah.
Okay. So you have been outside of the country before. You've seen Haiti's kind of can be a rough place in some places, I know for sure. You've seen some poverty. You've seen how amazing it is, the blessing that we live here in the United States under, you know, just the privilege of everything that we the comforts and the conveniences that we have. But you're ready for what you have in front of you. You guys are prepared. You're getting ready. Because it's, from what you told me, it's just a couple of weeks away. It's like going to be knocking on your door in no time.
Yeah, it definitely is. And we're not just doing like this fundraising tactic. We're also going to be doing like small little odd jobs here and there to fundraise the money as well. So it's like a culmination of this fundraising tactics, I guess you could say.
Yeah, it's going to be pretty exciting, nervous, I think, but mostly exciting because I know that this is like we're going to step into something pretty cool here.
Yeah. Right. Well, anytime you say yes to God, amazing things are going to happen. And sometimes we don't even see it right away, but they show up later in our lives because we planted a seed of faithfulness at that moment, and then it flourishes in our lives later in the future. It's like laying down a foundation for the future of where God calls us. So, and that's why it's so incredible that you're doing this at these ages when you're so young, you're stepping out in faith. It's super cool to see.
Life is unpredictable. Medical emergencies can happen to anyone at any time and come with a hefty price tag. We understand the financial burden that comes with unexpected medical expenses. That's why you can easily raise funds to cover the cost of medical treatments on GiveSendGo. Start your fundraiser today on www.givesendgo.com and give yourself or your loved ones the gift of health.
So are you, I know I mentioned before, I'm one of 12 siblings. Do you have other siblings beyond yourself, or is it just the two of you?
Yeah, so we are the two oldest, and we have two younger brothers, ages 13 and 11.
Yep.
Okay, all right. So So I'm sure they're going to be following in their big brother, big sister's footsteps in a couple of years and venturing out on their own to do similar things. It seems like you have some amazing parents that have gifted you with incredible opportunity to see the world through the hands and feet, being the hands and feet of Jesus to people. So super cool. Again, for everybody that's checking out and tuning in today, go to givesandgo.com. You know that part. But it's /MR Taylor_missions trip, and you can read about this fundraising campaign, a little bit more of the details there. You can also do a couple of great things on that page. You can pray, first and foremost. You can pray over this these two young people and what they have in front of them, and that they would see fruit in this endeavor. But then you can also share about the campaign with other people that you know. And then lastly, you can give. You can give and you can help see resource this campaign to see it come to completion. Malachi and Rachel, any last words, anything that you want to impart? I know some amazing wisdom just from talking with you guys that God's put inside of you over the years. Any last words or any other resources, places that you want to direct people towards, maybe a Facebook page or something else? Anything else there?
Well, so I guess we can just kind of leave off or with the main reason why we're doing this trip is this is like our parents wanted to do something for each of their kids as we turn into adults. So we're calling it like a rite of passage where we step into adulthood, like budgeting, fundraising, and then actually going and doing something for God's kingdom. So it's like a big thing in our lives, but also like super cool that'll get us ready for adulthood. And then also when it's our younger siblings' turn, it'll get them ready for adulthood.
Yeah, and it can also like connect to our purposes mm-hmm. and like our passions. Like for me, I'm passionate about entrepreneurship and like the business side of it. So which this fundraising aspect and also other fundraising tactics that can also help me with that. And when we're in the mission field, I'm not completely comfortable with like sharing the word with people, and this can help me grow in that.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. Well, I'm glad that you guys have such a positive perspective. I am super grateful to have met you guys, and I know that at some point in the future I'm gonna probably hear some amazing things of the amazing things that you guys are doing around the world, because this is just the beginning. You've already been immersed and it's only going to grow from here. Keep Jesus, your heart, your reason, stay focused on him. He's the anchor to through the storms of life, because they will come. But yeah, keep that the main thing. Super glad to have you guys on today. We'll be praying for your success, and maybe there'll be an opportunity to have you back on the other side of this journey to talk about how it went. If that comes up, would definitely love to have you back on and hear about all the incredible things that you guys saw and were able to do. So with that, thank you, Malachi and Rachel, for being here again. For all those Gives and Go viewers, go to givesandgo.com/MR Taylor_missions trip. You can read about it there, share, pray, all of those things. And we'll see you next time.